Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
Next on the show, it's History Club with Roman Luxury near Sostra. The ancient road of Sostra was compared to a five-star motel by the director of the National Museum of History, Bujidar Dimitrov. It has been recently discovered at the fortress of the same name near the village of Lomets in the region of Troyan, at a spot that has been excavated for years. The station is situated on a major ancient road, starting from the Danube's antique town of Eskus, at the village of Gigan, and continuing towards Philippopolis, nowadays the city of Plovdiv in southern Bulgaria. Associate Professor Ivan Christov, who headed the excavations, says more in an interview for Radio Bulgaria's Veneta Pavlova. This road was of strategic importance for the Roman Empire and its northern provinces, and that was Via Militaris, a military road under the direct jurisdiction of the emperors and essential for the quick transportation of military units from Thrace to Mysia and vice versa. On the other hand, it was an economic road artery linking the Danube with the Rhodope Mountain and the Aegean Sea. It was something like a highway with two lanes. Dozens of fortified road stations were in charge of its maintenance with forts and guard towers, says Professor Ivan Christov. The excavations at Lomets were kicked off as early as the 1970s by famous archaeologist Georgi Kitov. He researched several Thracian mounds from the Roman epoch and a mausoleum with a necropolis. Professor Ivan Christov from the National Museum of History and Sergei Tubanov from the Archaeological Institute with the Bulgarian Academy of Sciences renewed the surveys back in the year 2002. A fortified military camp, a building of the Roman civil settlement, the antique road in front of the wall, the St. George Basilica and the sanctuary of the Thracian horseman, a Thracian god. Those parts of the road station have been researched so far. And here are more details. Actually, we are talking about the valley of the Osam River at the village of Lomets, where we have more than 6 square kilometers of buildings, the archaeologist says. It is urbanized and there are roads, sewerage systems, sanctuaries, a necropolis and a settlement. We kept on wondering for a long time on Sostra's whereabouts, as it had been mentioned in many Roman maps. We managed to locate it in April, and now we have a complete model of a Roman settlement, which is a semi-town, if I may say so, Professor Ivan Christov explains. As far as the station is concerned, archaeologists have discovered so far 3 large premises chained in its northeastern part. They used to have underfloor heating, the so-called hypocaust, round tubes with hot air and arches with brick vaults. That is, we are talking about modern Roman buildings from that period. The facilities include a bathroom with a basin with hot water, but we also spot marks on other basins, both for hot and cold water, we learn from Ivan Christov. And the excavations lie in private property and the municipality of Troyan intends to purchase it. If this happens and the remains are researched, we will have an incredibly well-preserved complex. The northeastern walls that we are currently revealing are preserved up to a height of 1.2-1.5 meters at some spots. picture all this exhibited in the light. The main thing is that we have ruins situated only centimeters away from the Lovech Trojan road artery, which immediately makes the complex a very convenient tourist site. The valley of the Osam River is extremely beautiful as well, Professor Ivan Hristov says in conclusion in an interview for Radio Bulgaria's Veneta Pavlova. As every Thursday, this was History Club on Radio Bulgaria with some Roman luxury near the village of Sostra. Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.